You're listening to Iowa's Jazz Station, 88.3 KCCK. And this is Talking Pictures, our weekly review of movies and film. I'm Hollis Monroe, here with Denny Lynch.
Hi there. I have seen two movies, and you said you caught up with some stuff.
I actually caught up with a couple of really great movies, as a matter of fact. I finally caught Rogue One, which, of course, I'm sure many of you know that this is the Star Wars prequel's prequel.
3.5.
3.5, exactly. Absolutely wonderfully done film. A friend of mine said, you know what? This really put the wars back in Star Wars. And he said, if you think about it, this series really is about a gigantic war. But you don't think of it that way. You think of it as a sci-fi film and a sci-fi film series. But really, it is a war series.
I know that's the name. And I enjoyed that part of the first, especially in the first film. But episode 4, when it first came out, I was totally focused on the characters.
Oh, good grief, yes.
And they were so strong, and they made the war part tolerable, interesting, I don't know. But the characters seem to have gotten maybe a little less interesting as time goes on, or maybe there's just too many of them to keep track of.
There is that. It is really an ensemble cast.
Right.
And Lucas had that wonderful initial formula of taking a couple of great mainstays, solid actors, and then surrounding them with all these newbies, new faces.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll grant it, he had worked with Harrison Ford because they'd done American Graffiti
right
together. But Mark Hamill, at that point, I'm trying to think what else Mark
the
Hamill
Texas
had done.
Wheelers TV series.
Oh, yes, that's right.
And a little bit of guest spotting on other shows.
And Carrie Fisher had done Shampoo.
Right.
But these were pretty much newcomers to Hollywood, but you have such wonderful people. And, oh, my gosh, bringing back Grand Moff Tarkin in CGI.
Yeah.
I was stunned.
Cushing?
Yes, Peter Cushing. It really was an amazing moment. I'm not sure what this bodes for the future of stars making reappearances after their departure. And that, I know that some people are a little concerned about that, about their the likenesses and characterizations of former actors. I mean, why couldn't you bring back Bogart? Why couldn't you bring back Burton? Mm.
I know Carrie Fisher's supposed to be in episode 8.
She'd finished her some filming for that.
Without CGI?
No CGI, yes.
Yeah, so.
And I saw Sing, which was a wonderfully cute film. That was a lot of fun. And
yeah.
Some of these people I didn't know could sing. Quite frankly, some of these actors I didn't know could sing.
You assume there has to be some musical talent somewhere buried in everybody.
That's true.
I'm optimistic. Huh?
And that young man from Kingsman who played the gorilla. What a beautiful voice. And Kingsman is coming out with a sequel. And apparently...
he got better.
Yes. A supposedly dead character is returning. I'll be interested in seeing how that works out as well.
Indeed.
So what have you seen this week?
All right. I caught two films. Going in Style is a remake of the 1979 comedies.
Loved it.
Retirees are cheated of their savings, their homes, and their pensions, so they decide to rob their bank. It's a pleasant little heist caper with a great cast, Morgan Freeman, Alan Arkin, Michael Caine, and Anne Margaret. They have fun with a script that isn't too challenging. There's some political implications I thought were interesting, especially there are lots of Americans who probably can't afford to go to this movie because their lives have been affected by corporate and bank greed over the last decade.
Yes.
And would they find this funny? I have no idea. There's some clever twists in the last 20 minutes or so. My mother would have loved this film.
It was Anne Margaret kind of recreating the role that she did in Grumpy Old Man.
That's something my wife said. Exactly the same character, yes.
I sort of suspected that.
Yes. I also caught up with a weird one called Personal Shopper. It's an exceedingly strange ghost story. Kristen Stewart lives in Paris. She works as a buyer for a celebrity. She can't go to stores because everybody will bother, so she gets her fashions and jewelry and stuff. She thinks she has psychic powers and suspects that her dead twin brother's ghost may be haunting a house that somebody's trying to sell. It's got one or two good goosebump moments. Something very weird happens in the middle of the film that will leave many people scratching their heads. Some good performances, really subtle musical score. It's not like the current trend of horror films. You're either going to be intrigued by it or you're going to think this whole thing is really preposterous. I was rather intrigued. There's a lot of things that are not explained at the end. So that's all I can say safely about that.
Who's in the cast of this?
Kristen Stewart. Most of the other people, I didn't recognize anybody else in the film.
Oh, wow.
She travels back and forth between Paris and London all the time. And so there's lots of footage. She gets these text messages on her phone. So while she's traveling, she's texting. And a lot of the film is reading text, what she's sending, what she's getting back. Because she'll respond, and the response comes back to her instantly. They're not typing. I mean, it's boom. Here's your response. And you have to think about what the heck is going on there.
It's yes.
Very, very, very strange.
For Denny Lynch, I'm Hollis Monroe on Jazz 88.3 KCCK.